You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100, and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the don't nearly view system deal. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
Hello everyone, welcome to another video from Fantasy Football Scout. This time it is Josh and I returning after a 2-week break to talk about Fan Team. We'll be talking about the Fantasy Football Scout free roll tournament, of which there's details in the description below if you want to get involved in that. We'll be talking about the regular monster games, which is the same kind of thing, if you want to set your teams up for those. We'll be talking about how our season long teams are getting on. Spoilers, Josh is doing better than me, which isn't that much of a surprise. And just generally talk about how things are going in the Premier League so far and what we think is going to happen in the next game week. Josh, how are you? You're not enjoying the international break, are you? We've been talking about it just before we've come on here. It's been pretty hellish, isn't it?
No, it's just, I think it's the direct comparison to last season where like everything was so thick and fast last year because they were playing catch up, weren't they? This year we're having 3 international breaks before Christmas for some reason, which is just like, yeah. I think it's at least one too many. I could have done without this one, I think, but we're back now. Hopefully it doesn't take too long to get to Saturday and then we can go again. So yeah.
I've got this weird feeling of dread going into the next week that like the next international break is happening in 4 weeks. And so I can't even properly enjoy the thing. I don't know what's wrong about. I just hate international breaks. I hate them so much. The only thing that keeps me relatively going with it is goal scorer challenge. I love goal scorer challenge in the international breaks. And I picked Pepe this week. Turns out he played before the deadline and he scored. And I didn't get the points because he didn't count. So not even goal scorer challenge can save my international break this season. Nightmare. But we did have fun at Belushi's, didn't we, when we went and celebrated your win from last season, your fantasy win.
I mean, yeah, I think we had fun. I'm trying to just remember what happened, but I had a great time, mate. It was great to see so many of our friends coming up from the north and from the west and all sorts of directions. Yeah, it was really, really good. And I was happy to celebrate and have a few drinks for sure. So yep. Yeah, it was great.
Absolutely. Right, let's talk about the Monster Game first. So the Monster Game's up on Fan Team. You can get involved in that. There's different buy-ins that you can use, £1, £10, £60. You can choose how much you're willing to bet on it. We've got 5 free tickets to give away. So if you leave a comment after this video is done with your Fan Team username, Josh and I will pick out 5 at random. So make sure you do that. Also give the video a like as well. We can't actually check whether you've given the video a like, but you know, morally, you know, if you're gonna try and get some free tickets from us, then you need to drop us a like as well. So make sure you do that and make sure you subscribe to the channel too. There's also the Fantasy Football Scout free roll. So basically, the free roll is exactly what it sounds like. It is a free to enter game for Fan Team. So if you've not played it before, you can have a go at that. You can sort of learn how to do it. You haven't got to invest a single penny into it. You just got to create an account. The password is the very difficult FF Scouts. I'm sure no one can break that code. But if you're not sure, you're not sure you want to spend any money on this game yet, or you're kind of not really too sure about what Fan Team is, give this game a go. There's £500 free for the winner. A £500 prize pool. So you know you can win some money for nothing. What's the first prize on the free roll? Do you know? It's like 200 quid or something, 250 quid?
It's 100 quid, I think, for the 500 one. Yeah, it's 100
okay.
quid. Yeah.
So then it scales down. Basically.
It's quite nicely spread, yeah. It means like even if you don't win, you might still get a decent amount. You might get 20 odd quid or 30 quid if you get in the top sort of 5 places or whatever. Yep. So it's worth doing for free anyway. And yes, Kieran, for once the drinks were on me. My dad's taught me to be the tightest man in the world, but I made an exception on this one time last Saturday.
I have to say, he was very generous, very, very generous. Yeah, we were concerned at one point with it because they just kept bringing them out. And we were like, we physically just can't drink all these. There's too many.
We thought we were going to drown, didn't we, at one point because of all the liquid in the room. But we were all good in the end. So.
Yep. Drink responsibly, everyone. Don't be like us. Right. So let's just touch on how my season-long team's getting on. My main team, which is nice that it is my main team, that one of my other ones is doing the best, 4,407. Our team, Josh, is at 9,000. The one we set up at the start of the season, which isn't too bad.
And not then, bad, we'll take that, I think.
I know. But then the rest of mine just fall off a cliff, really. I did differential teams, 16,000. Our late reg teams, like 19,000. And then my next team after that is 25,000. So I'm pretty much reliant on either my main team or our team pulling through. My main team did okay. I had Foster in goal, Rudiger, Diaz, Soufal. I got no points from any of those. I had Salah, Greenwood, Sarr and Benrahma. So I got obviously the points from Salah. I said it did well, but I did terribly. Antonio, Tony and Lukaku up front, Lukaku captain. So no, it didn't do well. That's a complete lie. But it was a week where I think a lot of people struggled to really get points. There wasn't too many hauls from big players, unless you own someone like Jimenez, right?
Yeah, I really struggled this week, mate, as well. I think anyone who did well had either gone for the Salah captain, which is the thing which really split people out, I think, or the other two were Aspilicueta and Jimenez. Yeah, that was it, really, I think.
Yeah, it was a funny old week. I mean, I had Ronaldo captain in my FPL team, and we were at Belushi's, and he obviously was benched, and I was absolutely devastated. I thought Lukaku was going to go absolutely mad, and Lukaku blanked. And then I thought, oh, it's going to be Antonio captain, as who were laughing here, and then he blanked as well, so... It was just Salah really coming through. What do you think about him as a kind of a bit of a perma-captain going forward? He's relentless, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I said no before this week, but the Chelsea and City fixtures are out the way now. So, I mean, I can't see any other team I wouldn't want to captain him against. I think if you have a really strong view any week on someone else, it might be that you use Salah as like the norm and then have an exception the odd week, you know what I mean, if Lukaku's got a really nice game or if you really like Ronaldo's fixture or something. But I think Salah's like the norm now, isn't he? Has to be, I think.
Yeah, I mean, next week he's got United and Lukaku has Norwich. I think
that's an easy example of the exception.
I think that's an exception. But yeah, I mean, even then though, I wouldn't back against Salah scoring one or two goals against United, especially if Varane's not there and Maguire's not fully fit. Leicester are going to be interesting this week, see how they get on against that backline.
Yeah, Norwich are on form now as well, mate. They got their first point last weekend, so
Brighton are going to bring them down to size at the weekend. I've got no doubt Neil Mopay is going to bang them in. Let's have a look at your team then. So yeah, you're doing well. I mean, you've got a team in the top. You've got two teams in the top, sort of 2,000-3,000. Your best team is 2,137. You then got another team 6,000, another team 7,000, another team just outside the top 10K with 12,000. You've got to be happy with this start, haven't you?
Yeah, I think the points gap is still quite close from like even my best team to my very worst team. So I don't think it's anything to worry about, like the rank. It's just more like look at the points and how far you off where you want to be. So how far you off the money places, which is 5,000, or how far you off the top if you've still got a shot at getting the top. So this team got 44 points last week. Cancelo got a big fat zero, the same as your I think you mentioned you had Diaz in a few teams. I think that was probably the same.
Do you want to just read them out for the podcast listeners? This is going out to podcast as well, and it's doing. Do you know what, we get a lot of we're getting a lot of listens on the podcast version of this. So if you are listening to the podcast and you wanted to watch this on YouTube, we are live on YouTube at 12 p.m. Every Thursday, or around about 12 p.m. every Thursday, unless I'm doing something else. So yeah, come and check in and drop in. We'd love to sort of see you in the comments in the chat. But yeah, thanks for listening if you are on the podcast. Sorry, Josh, what's your team?
Yeah, so my starting 11 is Sarr in goal, Matt Ritchie, Cancelo and White. Now, they all did terrible except Ben White, who got 6 points. Sissoko, who I bought in this week as like a bit of a stopgap. I'm switching formations. I'm going to try and get four at the back, which is very unusual for me on this team. But I bought in Sissoko as just a way of moving the money around whilst using one of my two transfers. And then I've got Salah, who was the only decent with Jimenez. So Salah got 11 points. Ismail Assar, Suchek, who's my favourite, who has not done well this season. I think he had a goal disallowed, if I remember rightly, last week. It was quite unlucky. And then I did have Jimenez, as I mentioned, and then Ronaldo and Lukaku captain. So I don't think it's too different, other than maybe Sissoko starting. But Yeah, it got 44 points. It did okay last week, I think.
How did you feel about your mate Ward-Prowse getting sent off?
Well, he did score a goal first, as that has been forgotten, I think, to be fair. So he did score his penalty, and then I'm going to miss him for the next 2 weeks. But I think you're going to be happy we can't include him in any of the monster teams for 2 weeks at least.
I'll shut up about him.
Yeah,
I quite liked it before we started doing these videos, and now I'm kind of glad to see the back of him. Free match banned for him, so we won't be seeing him for a little while, but I imagine he'll be straight back in our teams when his ban's over. Right, let's move over to the Monster game then. So as mentioned, the Monster game and the free roll game use exactly the same format. The prices of the players are exactly the same. So if you're entering into the Monster game, you might as well enter into the Fantasy Scout game as well. You can always just duplicate your team. Equally, if you enter your team into the Fantasy Scout tournament and you want to put a bit of money into the other time, then you can just duplicate that as well. Fantasy make it nice and easy to do this. So let's have a look at some of these players. I mean, it's dominated right at the start by City players. I think there's two stand-up fixtures this week for me, possibly three, which is City versus Burnley, Liverpool v Watford, and potentially Brighton v Norwich. The other games I'm finding quite hard to call, so I'll be interested to see what you think of those, Josh. Let's talk about City first. You've got Gabriel Jesus, he's the most expensive player this week, 14.6. Kevin De Bruyne, 14.3. Jack Grealish, 14.2. Ferran Torres, we're seeing people going back to him for some unknown reason, 14.1. And then you've got Foden down there, 13.4. So all the City kind of attackers, even with all this threat of rotation, are still 13 million plus. What's your take on that? Are you gambling?
Yeah, I think on some of my teams, I'm definitely going to have high Man City coverage. I think it's the standout fixture on the slate this week, because Liverpool Watford isn't on the Monster this week because it's the early fixture.
Yeah,
so I think that would be my favourite. I think Liverpool Watford would be my favourite, but given that that's not there, I think I can't see anywhere else to spend the money. Really, I'm liking the City fixture for sure. From a defensive point of view, as much as an attacking point of view, I think, because it looks like the most standout clean sheet to me.
I just can't see Burnley scoring.
No, I can't either. Which is why, like, a double defense is like a great start for your team. You know what I mean? If you go down that route, the only thing is it's quite expensive. But the other one I like, mate, is your boys. I really like Brighton away at Norwich this week. They've priced the Brighton players quite well as well. Mm. I think it's a great fixture. I don't think it could be a better fixture, to be honest. So I'm hoping you produce and maybe get a sneaky clean sheet as well, to be honest.
Yeah, well, let's go with City first, because I mean we're gonna go with three, aren't we, realistically? I guess what you can do with this is one tactic could be that you do sort of Diaz and Cancelo, and then a team with Torres, a team with Grealish, a team with De Bruyne, a team with Foden. You could look at it that way, or you could make teams with multiple different things, because you can create lots of different teams. You can mess around. I'm not saying you need to do that, but that might be one tactic that you do. Let's create this from the sense that we're just putting one team in, which I encourage people to do. Just start with one and see kind of where we go from there. So Cancelo to me seems a lock, right? 11.5.
Yep. I agree.
I think that's by far the easiest pick we're going to make this week. And then it's, do we go double at the back or do we double in midfield?
I like double at the back just because of the price saving, I think. I think Diaz is a great pick. And then if you don't get Diaz, you'll get Walker or Laporte. Like, you know, it's like you're guaranteed to get with someone. And let's face it, Diaz is going to play anyway. So yep, it's all good.
Okay, Cancelo and Diaz, nice and easy then. And what about midfield? I'm hoping you want to say the one that I've got in my field team, but maybe you've got something a bit more exciting up your sleeve.
I like either the top or the bottom on this. So I either like De Bruyne or Foden are my two favourites. They're my two favourites.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit different in FPL, isn't it? Because obviously Foden is so much cheaper than De Bruyne. But in this, there's only, 0.9 between them. Yeah, it's a tricky one. I mean, I'm probably more confident about a De Bruyne start.
Yeah, and also I think you're going to use your armband on this slot. I think you want someone who you can captain for this position, because we don't obviously have Salah on this weekly monster. There's other options, but I think De Bruyne is the captain option from City, isn't he, if anybody? So I think I like De Bruyne personally for the negligible difference in price, I think.
I think if it was FPL, you know, Foden's 8 and De Bruyne was 9. You'd be going to De Bruyne, no questions, only because there's, 4 million difference in them. To answer David Tyner in the chat, he says, how do you rate KDB in the season long? Well, we obviously like him for the weekly. What do you reckon about him in the season game? Are you convinced he's going to see enough minutes to be a real option for us?
So I think if you want to go for him, the time is now. They've got the three good fixtures now, three really, really good fixtures back to back. It's a good punt, I think. I don't think I'll be forcing him in. I think I actually, as I mentioned earlier, I think I sneakily like the defence better than the midfield, actually, because I'm just more sure that Diaz is going to start, for example, than any of the midfielders or attackers. But I think if you're the kind who like a punt, I think De Bruyne will be really low owned, and I think he could be a really good way to make some ground, especially if you put an armband on him over one of the next three games. So
yeah,
I don't think he's a bad pick at all.
I'm definitely going to be bringing him in some of my teams that are struggling, because I think he is that kind of difference. I worry that he's going to be managed. He's going to have his minutes managed by Pep. Champions League, I mean, again, has got to be a priority for them to win that after getting so close last year. So, and I still don't think he's fully over these injuries. He still doesn't look quite right, back to his best, back to his sharpness. So they need to kind of manage that and get him back up to speed if they're going to, you know, really stake a claim for the Premier League and the Champions League. So, yeah, I like him, obviously, because he's one of the best players in the league, but I'm just a little bit hesitant to strongly recommend him in people's side. Okay, let's move over to Brighton then next for the weekly. You mentioned you really like this fixture. I mean, we've got some really good prices here. I mean, Neil Mopay's under 10, 9.8. I can't believe I'm singing his praises after all the hurt he's caused me over the last few years. Got Shane Duffy there at 8.1. Going to be a massive threat at set plays for Norwich. He comes in more expensive than Dunk and Veltman, for example, but I think Duffy's the one that I'd go for out of all of those. And then midfield, you've got Pascal Gross, Trossard, all around the kind of 9 million. Cucurella's a mid, which is a bit annoying. He might be the one I had to go with, but I do actually fancy Duffy in this match to come away with something.
Yep, sounds good, mate. I'm happy to have him in if you want to press on Shane Duffy. That sounds great.
I will press on Shane Duffy. What do you reckon on Neil Mopay?
Yeah, I think that's really good as well. He was definitely in a couple of my drafts. I just love the fixture, isn't it? I think you have to target this fixture, especially when Brighton look quite good going forward as well. You're unlucky not to score against Arsenal, I think, to be honest. So if we put it kindly like that.
Yeah, I mean, our defensive numbers are fantastic. We're not creating a huge amount of chances, but the chances we are creating are quite decent, and we're overperforming on XG and stuff, which is something that we weren't really doing last season. The Bissouma, you know, incident and all of that stuff going on is just absolutely, I mean, it's awful, obviously, for so many reasons. Not just from a football perspective, but I don't know how Brighton are really gonna, how we're really gonna cope with that. I mean, we've got players that can come in, you know, Mwepu's there, Moda's there, Alzate, I think he's still injured, but none of them can do the job that Bissouma does. So I'll be interested to know how we do without him in the side. I imagine it's going to be slightly worse if anything, but you never know. Maybe we'll see some players step up and you know, really go for it. So we've got Mopay and Duffy. Giving him some kind of weird flair, Duffy. Who else do you like this week? Because this is my point, is that now I look at the fixtures and I think, oh, it's tough. I mean, Spurs-Newcastle should be, obviously, a clear Spurs win. You've got Son there at 10.6, which seems like quite a good price for him. Other than him, though, there's no one really else I'm looking at against Newcastle.
I love Son, yep. I think that's a really nice pick as well. He seems a kind price for that kind of fixture. I mean, don't get me wrong, Newcastle are going to be the world champions within 2 years, but at the moment, they're still not very good. So I think Son's a good pick.
2 years? You reckon it's going to be that quick? Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with them, isn't it? I think, you know, we saw it with City. They get in, you know, slightly better manager. They start slightly improving their players. They bring in your Lescotts and your Adebayors and all these guys, and then make a couple of marquee signings. Tevez comes in, and you know, Rubinho was their first one, wasn't he? And then all of a sudden they're signing Aguero and David Silva, and then they win the league. So is something similar going to happen with Newcastle? Because Jesse Lingard coming in, maybe Coutinho, people are talking about. We really just know how they approach it, and yeah, just how much money they throw at kind of slightly above average players to try and challenge.
Yeah, time will tell on that one, I think. But I don't think we have to worry about it till at least January. They can't make any emergency signings, I don't think. So we can still target them on the weekly monsters till at least January, I think.
What do you reckon about Saint-Maximin in this game? But given that the Newcastle home fans are going to be absolutely crazy, given the news.
He's an amazing price on this, and he's still obviously operating that forward role. I think there's talk Wilson might be back, or he's at least started training, so he might be back before long anyway. But So Maximin is still going to be one of the front two, I think. I think he's looked absolutely amazing and he's got a good price again. So
there's goals in this game, isn't there? There's got to be goals in this Spurs-Newcastle game. Neither of them can really defend. The atmosphere is going to be electric. So Maximin's playing, you know, great form. Son's the talisman of the side. I think going for Son and Maximin for this, for like 18 million or whatever it is, or 19 million, is a bit of a bargain for those two.
Yeah, I actually fancy both teams to score in a lot of the fixtures this week. Another example is I think Everton have got West Ham, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
I think that could be goals both ways. And Antonio is a really good price again. I think he's 9.3. I think that's a great price for Mikel Antonio, to
and
be honest.
He's had the rest as well. Over the
full rest, yeah, yep. 2 week rest. That's when he looks at his best, I think, when he's had a slight rest. Everton still haven't looked great defensively. I think Antonio could easily get a goal or two in this game.
Okay. Antonio's in. What about the Everton mids? Damari Gray, Townsend, Takure, all around the same price. Gray's 8.9, Townsend 8.8, Takure 8.7. Do you like any of those?
Yeah, I mean, I think I favoured Gray, I think, out of the three, just because the difference is so small. I mean, they're the same price on the season-long game as well, I think. I think they're all within 0-1 or 0-2 of each other. So, I like Gray. I just like that guy who like runs forward with the ball and looks really electric with it. And he seems to fit that bill, whereas Townsend's more the set-piece guy and Decore's more the arriving late guy. So I think they've all got a route to points. It's just which one hits this week. And if you can get that right, I think you'll have a really good chance of doing really well in the weekly monster, I think.
Yeah, I think Gray's... I'm torn between Gray and Townsend, but I think Townsend has more defensive responsibilities. You only have to see his heat map. He's dropping into a right-back position at times to help out, whereas Gray is purely just camped around the penalty area. So it's close because obviously Townsend's got set pieces, he's going to have penalties while Calvert-Lewin's not there, but I think for open play threat, I think Gray is definitely a man. Are we willing to put one of these in our team this week, or do you think we can do better?
I think Gray's a more than good pick. I think we can put him in.
Gray's in then. For Tom Seven in the chat, what fantasy game is this? This is Fan Team. So if you head into Fan Team, the website, you can see it is gambling. It is basically a season-long game, similar to FPL, where you have an entry, you pay an entry, and then you win sort of big cash prizes. Or there are weekly games like what we're talking about now, where you can enter a team just for 1 week and win money off the back of that too. If you are interested in it, there is a free game you can play with a £500 prize pool. The description contains the links and a bit more information.
Yeah, I've got a question for you, Az, actually. Who do you fancy as a goalkeeper this week? Because this is the one I've really struggled on, I think.
That is tough. Because like you, I see goals across lots of these games. Potentially Ramsdale against Crystal Palace. Arsenal being pretty good defensively.
I don't mind it. It was one on my shortlist, definitely. Yeah, I think Ramsdale. The other one is your guy Sanchez. I mean, he doesn't make many saves is the problem. Like, it really annoys me that he doesn't make hardly any saves. But yeah, I think Ramsdale. Let's go with Ramsdale then.
Go Ramsdale. Yeah, I think Sanchez is a good pick as well. They're probably about the same price, aren't they? 9.4.
I think so. Sanchez might be a little bit smaller, actually.
8.2, a bit cheaper. Okay, so we've got a nice little 3-4-3. The trouble is, Josh, you've only got 3.5 left in the bank. So
someone's got to go. We've just got one spot left to fill,
Someone's got to go. Yeah, I mean, I really like the look of Vardy this week.
I do too. I was just going to say, what do you think about Leicester Man United? Because they're depleted at the back, Man United. They've got no centre-backs.
I think Vardy has to be in there. He's only 8.9 as well. I reckon we get him in and then we look to sort of downgrade some others.
Let's do that. Find
some cheaper. Okay, so we need to cut 5.4 off. Where do you reckon we go?
This is part of the fun of building these teams, I think, literally, because you get who you want and then you're like, but who do I really want? You know what I mean? And who am I not bothered about? I mean, for a start, we could do the Ramsdale down to Sanchez maybe, because then we've got the two double ups at the back. I think it makes sense from that's 1.2 saved, right?
Yep, I like that. 4.2 now. We need to lose.
Right, so who are we not that bothered about out of this? Who would you, if you had to pick one to get rid of out of the attacking seven, who would you say?
I would probably say maybe lose one of Antonio or Gray and sort of back one of those teams to win and to score more goals, potentially. The thing is, all of our players are around the kind of 9-8. I mean, it's De Bruyne takes up so much budget, doesn't he, at 14.3. That's the thing.
But if he's the captain, you could argue it's worth it, you know what I mean, if you're going to captain him. If we're going to captain someone else, I think we can lose De Bruyne, but That's obviously the easy way out to just get rid of De Bruyne, to be honest. But
we could go for Son captain.
Yeah, that's the other one I like on my weeklies, actually. Or even Vardy is like an absolutely wild rogue shout, and just hope he does what you said he's going to do.
I'm sure Vardy's going to score in that game. I can't see how he could. I mean, they're not great defensively with a full strength back line, let alone with Varane and Maguire out.
What we could do is, we can't do that. You have to play three at the back, you see. I was going to say change Diaz to Lookman, because Lookman's about 7 million. I think he's like, I really like that price. He's looked great, but alas, you need to play three at the back, so you can't do that. What about if we lose Gray then? The problem is there's not anyone like really, really cheap in midfield that I could identify. I think
we have to lose De Bruyne.
Yeah, let's lose De Bruyne then. That seems the easy way.
I mean, he should play, but I'm still not entirely convinced that he's fully up to speed with things anyway. I don't know if he's... Like you say, I think if we've got Son there as a kind of a captain shout, do we really need him? Dom's in the chat saying Trossard instead of Mopay. Mopay is in good form. I would be very surprised if Mopay came away from this Norwich game about anything. Trossard is so hit and miss. I mean, he kind of is almost perfect for a game like this because he could hit a big score. But I think Mopay will get something from this, definitely. Whereas it wouldn't surprise me if Trossard didn't. So we've got 10.1 to spend then on a mid.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it. There's no one I like. I like Benrahma at 8-8, for example. I like Townsend at 8-8 as well. But these are quite a bit below the line. You know what I mean? They're like a little bit cheaper.
Rafinha's at 9-2. If we think he's going to start, it looks like he's getting that flight home.
I haven't heard about that one. So is he not playing the game in the end then? The last game for Brazil?
Well, I thought I'd read somewhere that he was going home with Fred and all that lot.
Oh, okay. I saw something on Twitter earlier. I didn't quite look into it. But if he's going to play, he's a really nice price at that level. And then I guess the safety net for him would be Harrison, which can't be bad. It's if he doesn't start for whatever reason, you get Harrison, then you get Klitsch, I believe. Both of those are decent players, I think. Let's go with Rafinha.
Let's go with that.
And then we can maybe upgrade. Have we got some money? About $1 million left. How much?
I've got 900K left.
Yeah, we could maybe look at a better striker maybe for one of Mopay or Antonio.
I'm happy.
You're happy?
I like Mopay. So our team is Sanchez, Cancelo, Diaz, Duffy, Son, Saint-Maximin, Gray, Rafinha with the safety net of Harrison or Klitsch, and then Mopay, Antonio, Vardy. Good team.
I tell you what, if we had 0-1 more, we could do Mopay to Ronaldo, which I think would be worth it, to be fair. But
Hey, I don't think that's an upgrade at all. I don't know why we want to downgrade Mopay to arguably the greatest player of all time.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's a nice team. It's got like a clear direction. We want Brighton to win and we want Man City to keep a clean sheet. So, yeah, it can't be that bad. And then we just need goals everywhere else, I think, mate.
Yeah. And we want one player. Again, Dom's mentioned in the chat is Harvey Barnes. Harvey Barnes comes in at 7.4, which is a good price. I mean, Leicester have been, you know, very, very kindly priced in this. I mean, they've been quite poor, but United have been abject defensively. I can definitely see Leicester scoring a couple of goals, and I think Barnes could well be involved. So I do like Barnes as a shout. Actually, you could go for the double up of Barnes and Vardy and hope that they score some goals against a patched up United defence. But no, I think I'm happy. I think I'm happy with this. I like it.
Yeah, I like Harvey Barnes, Dom, and also I think on this exact weekly monster, I think if you can like nail the game that's going to get like 6 or 7 goals, because I think there will be one this weekend that's like a high scoring game. Mm. If you can pick 2 or 3 players from that game, guys, I think you'll do really, really well. I think that could be the way to win it this week, like to like find that one game that's going to just be goals, goals, goals. And I don't think Leicester United, I think that could be the one that's like got potential to be the one, I think, literally. Both teams look really bad defensively, so I think that it's not out of the question that could be really high scoring.
Probably be a game that we're not even talking about, like Villa v Wolves or Brentford v Chelsea. We haven't really talked about those players because they're just hard to... Like, I think Brentford are going to put up a real fight against Chelsea. I mean, you've got Lukaku there at like 11.9, Mason Mount 11.4. I wouldn't want to be paying those against Brentford.
I didn't think we'd be saying this at the start of the season, by the way. Like, don't want to play Lukaku against Brentford.
I know, it's crazy.
This
right?
is how good they've looked. Yeah. This is how good they've looked, literally, both attacking and even defensively, they've looked okay as well.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, the Brentford players are very cheap in this. I mean, Mbeumo's there at 5.7, Tony's there at 6.1. I can see them scoring in this game. So if you were building this team, you really wanted to save some cash. For example, you wanted to make sure De Bruyne was in. I think Mbeumo is probably the pick I go for in midfield playing up front. I think he'd get something against Chelsea.
I think you found the enablers there, mate, literally. I think they were just sort of a spot where I didn't identify. But I think Brentford, they're the ones that are really cheap that will enable the likes of De Bruyne, like you say. I think that's the right way to go, yeah, for sure.
Yep, absolutely. Anyway, we're not going to do that. We're going to enter this tournament. No thanks. And yeah, so make sure you enter into the Scout free roll. As I said, if you're interested in the Monster tournament as well, which is the one I've just entered, just drop your fan team username in the comments section of this video. Josh and I will pick five out and we will make sure that you get free entry into the tournament.
The other thing is, guys, like if you did think, oh, I've got like three different teams I want to put in, you could put one in the fan team free roll, one in the Fantasy Football Scout free roll, and one in the Monster. And you've only paid one Monster entry, but you've got like your three different lineups. Like you can have one with De Bruyne and Mbeumo, one like we've just done with a sort of nice spread, and then one just completely different one where you're going for something wild. And
there you go.
And it's a fun way to play on the website. So, yeah.
Yep. Absolutely, well said. So let's take a look at some of the teams that you sent me for your Monster. These are some of the ones that you're entering. So first one, you've got Saar in goal, Brighton double up, Duncan Veltman and Semedo. So double Wolves, double Brighton. Then De Bruyne, Son, Maximan, Fernandez, interesting. And then Kane, Lukaku and Ronaldo. So for once, Josh, this is completely different to the one that we've built live. Normally we build it and it ends up sort of relatively the same. Talk me through some of these picks then.
Yeah, so I think Lukaku, I think obviously he's still a player who is largely fixture proof. So even though we talked up Brentford just a few minutes ago, I think he still has some potential in this one. Newcastle, Tottenham. So as you can see, I've got St. Maximan, Son, captain and Kane. In this particular team, I've backed that to be the game that's got all the goals in, you know what I mean? So I've sort of backed that to be like some kind of 3-2 or something. And I just hope Harry Kane can have his shooting boots on for once. I know I keep coming back to him, but
you do. I'm glad you haven't suggested him today, because after last time, I'd have shot you down.
Yeah, it feels a bit of a waste in this one. All I'd say is to have De Bruyne and not captain him. But if I'm back in that really big high scoring Tottenham game, then there's nothing to say that De Bruyne can't haul, but Son can just do a bit better than him. You know what I mean? So I guess that's the route I've taken here. It looks a really powerful front seven, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Given that the defense is quite cheap, I'll admit that. But I think having like a Chelsea attacker, two Man United attackers, two Tottenham attackers, you'd have thought this was like almost the dream team last year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah, it doesn't look like a team that you should be able to afford.
Yeah, I think it's just the defence where I've scrimped. Brighton are very affordable this week, as we talked about earlier. And I think Wolves are really cheap, actually. Now, I'm not 100% convinced that's a clean sheet, but I think it's got a chance to be a clean sheet. And if it does pay off, obviously, this is the kind of team that could explode with the front seven, I think. So, and I've gone for that wild Man United double up in case they sort of get three or four goals.
It's a bit of a crazy team, this, I've got to say. It's got the double United attack is... Do you really think they're gonna score a couple then against Leicester? I think they might lose.
They might lose. I think it's not beyond the realms of possibility. But like when I compare like Ronaldo to Mope, I know you joked about it earlier, but Ronaldo's a million more than Mope. I mean, yeah, I know you were being deadly serious. But Ronaldo's a million more than Mope. I think I would rather have Ronaldo for a million more. That's just a decision I've made. But like I can see why other people would go the other way as well.
Yeah.
But and Bruno's very affordable on this as well. I think he's like 10-8, I think. Which is just a bit more than Son, but a lot less than the City mids. So if it is that Man United score a couple of goals, I would back Bruno and Ronaldo to both be part of it. So hopefully that's what comes off for this particular team.
You don't
anyway.
Have to get lured in by these kind of premium picks with lower prices. I mean, that's why you keep ending up with Kane in your side.
Every week, I can't
believe Kane's 9 million this week. We're never going to see him like that again. And then you watch him and you're like, oh, actually, no, he's completely rubbish.
I think it's my weak link on these monsters. I think when I see a premium player for cheap, I just can't resist it. Even Lukaku's quite affordable this week, which I quite like as well. Yeah. So
okay, let's take a look at your second team then. So this team is obviously very different. Sanchez and Duncan goals. You've kept the Brighton double up in defence. Cancelo and Diaz, seems what we've done. And then you've got Zaha, De Bruyne, Fornals, Saint-Maximin, Mope, Watkins and Armstrong. So you talk about your front seven being strong on the last one. this team has got Fornals, Watkins and Armstrong in it. And Mope.
Yeah, I think this shows the difficulty I've had this week with the fixtures. I just think there's goals in a lot of the games. And I mean, I really fancy Zaha to score at Arsenal, I have to say. He's looked great for the last sort of 5-6 weeks. So Maximan, we've talked about. De Bruyne, a captain, that doesn't need any explanation. Watkins against Wolves, I mean, he always gets 90 minutes. So I just feel like if he gets a goal, he could get a really decent score, I think, just for doing quite little. Armstrong is going to be on penalties this week because my boy Ward Prowse is banned. I knew I'd mention him somewhere, but here we go. So Armstrong's on penalties, and Leeds have looked really bad defensively. Even last week against Watford, they could have conceded a penalty or two. And they've got a lot of injuries as well. So I'm just hoping that Armstrong can maybe take advantage of that and just get a goal. He's quite affordable on this. And Fornals, I mean, I'm not really sure what I'm thinking there, but he has had a decent season so far. He's got sort of 5 or 6 attacking returns, I think. So he's not a bad pick, and I can see goals in that game as well, to be honest.
Yep, I like it. Right, we're going to move over to our season-long team now. Yeah, we're climbing up the ranks. Now, just for the record, I believe on the last stream you said to me, don't worry, Az, I will message you on Sunday and we will wildcard and then we'll get all our lovely price rises. And I said, okay, Josh, I look forward to that message. That will remind me. And then you never did. So we never wildcarded it. And now we're kind of stuck with this lot. I have to say, though, I don't think this is awful. I don't think we need to wildcard this. I've changed my mind. We've got Backman and Foster. We've got Azpilicueta, Tierney and Soufal. Zaha, Mane, Salah, Traore, Antonio, Tony, Ronaldo, and Veltman on the bench. My early thoughts are we do Traore to Gray and stick with it. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you've got the best captain for this week. You've got Mo Salah right in the middle of the team.
And we've got Mane alongside him as well.
Yeah, that's point number one, I think. I mean, the goalkeepers, you can just sort of back to keep some clean sheets, get some saves, sorry. I think definitely not clean sheets. Like Liverpool are obviously going to have a lot of the ball and a lot of the possession, I think. So that means probably they'll have a lot of shots. If Foster or Backman, whoever plays, makes some saves, you might do all right with that side of it, I think. And yeah, Traore looks to be the only problem, mate, to be honest. I think I like all the rest of the 11.
I assumed I was going to look at this and be like, oh my God, this is absolute carnage. We need to rip it all apart. Don't think we do. I think it's fine.
You've even got Koufal on the bench. Is that right, the first sub, yeah?
Yeah, well, I just swapped him in. I just swapped Veltman in for him because obviously Veltman's got Norwich. I think he's...
What I mean is Koufal's like quite a decent first sub to have. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think that's great. So yeah, I think, nice. You've done the move. I think it's perfect.
Done the move. Sorted. Easy. Let's just take a quick look at our other team, which I'm rapidly losing any interest in because it's so bad. So this one, yeah, I mean, we've got Sarr in goal, Van Dijk, Rudiger, Reguilon. How did we end up with Reguilon? How did that happen? Son, Salah, Sarr, Suchek, Antonio, Tony, Lukaku. We've got Torres there on the bench for some reason. I mean, it's not awful, but I don't like it. I don't think Sarr's that good a pick going forward with the fixtures got. Suchek has done absolutely nothing for us. Torres is just a dead as an option. Reguilon's there. We haven't got Trent. No City, like defenders. What do you reckon with this?
Well, for a start, I think we sort of have to punt start Torres this week, right? Like, this got to be the fixture, right? Yeah. Like, if you're going to play him, like, so I'd bench one of, I think, Suchek or Sarr, I think, for a start. So that's straight away one move we don't need to make out, you know what I mean? Because I think Torres is really good to play this week. The defence looks fine, the keeper's fine, and the front three's fine, I think, so... It's just maybe making a transfer on Sarr or Suchek, I think, isn't it, really?
I think it probably is, yeah. I think we've got...
Salah captain, obviously, I think.
Yeah, we've got 0.7 in the bank as well. I think we... Well, let's have a look at mids for around 7 million. Who do we like the look of?
The problem is I can't even see this being a team we want a wild card either, because I'm looking at this and I'm thinking Son's a good pick going forward. Obviously, you've got double Chelsea already. You've got some Liverpool players, which are going to be good. I love Tony and Antonio. So I'm thinking we just set ourselves up.
I think we leave it. Oh, we can't get Rafinha, can we? Because he's too expensive on this.
He's 7.5 on this, yeah.
He's a lot more. Well, should we save the transfer then?
We either save the transfer or get an Everton mid again. I think saving the transfer is probably wise. Yeah, I think this 11 looks really nice, and we've got what, Souček and
I wouldn't mind doing Souček down to Gray.
I think that's all right as well. And then bench Shah, you mean, yeah?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, okay. And then it leaves the option open to wild card next week, because I don't think Torres is a good hold for long term still. But I think he's very playable this week.
Nice. And then we've got Sar as a bench option for when Torres doesn't play, because he clearly won't.
Yeah. Is there any news on Webster, by the way? I've got quite a few of him on some of my teams.
I haven't heard anything. I think he's probably out still for a little while. I don't actually know what was up with him. I'm not sure what injury he had, but it's never good when you don't really hear anything about him training or anything. So yeah, not too sure. I'll find out. Okay, well, that's it then. That is everything covered. Final plug for everyone to enter the Fantasy Scout free roll, which is in the description below. The password is FFScout. It's completely free to play. It gets you kind of started with Fanteam, and it's a free game to play. Josh, thank you so much for joining me, as always. We will be back next week to do this again and see how we get on. If we do need a wild card, make sure you message me on Sunday, and I'll do it. But yeah, the teams actually look better than I thought they would. So that's a bit of a treat.
Yeah, it's looking all right, mate. Actually, I'm quite surprised. Yeah, very nice. Yeah,
good. It's almost like we know what we're doing. It's very interesting. Yeah. Cool. Josh, thank you so much. And thanks everyone for watching or listening. And we will see you soon.